And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." Do you know the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not a myth? It's not a story. It is not a fable or a fairy tale that your parents tell you so that you eat your peas or don't pick on your brother or sister. For Jesus Christ suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified and experienced a terrible death upon the cross, and he actually rose again on the third day. Jesus Christ lives and will never die again. If this were the story, the disciples certainly would have sounded much better than they did in the account that St. Mark gives. After all, the first witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ were not singing hymns of praise and tweeting out to their friends and relatives, "We knew he'd rise again just like he said." Instead, because it actually happened, it isn't a story. St. Mark gives the details, embarrassing though they may be. That first Easter morning was not filled with, he is risen indeed. That first Easter morning was filled with fear and anxiety and trembling. The women who came to the tomb came to prepare a dead body for burial. No one else had volunteered. Peter, John, they were nowhere to be found. But these women came to do the unenviable task of cleaning the flesh of Christ for burial. And the stone had been rolled away from the tomb, and the body of Jesus Christ was nowhere to be found. And the angels were there in that place and told them that Jesus Christ is not here. No, he's not, because he has risen just like he said. But they didn't believe. They were filled with doubts, with worries. They left the tomb that day, as Mark said, trembling and afraid, and didn't say anything to anyone. They lived that whole Easter morning as if the universe had not been changed by the death and resurrection of God's own Son. They lived that first Easter as if Jesus Christ were still dead in the tomb. But what about you this morning? Are you living your life as if Jesus Christ were still in the tomb? I got a challenge for you. And my challenge for you is simply this: to leave your sins behind in the tomb of Christ. Stop doubting and believe. Stop being overwhelmed by fears and worries and believe. Repent of your sins, and I mean really repent of your sins, and leave them in the tomb of Christ where he is no longer. You used to be in the tomb yourself, you know, but no longer. You see, that same Jesus who was crucified and rose again on the third day is alive again and will never die again. The universe in which you and I live is no longer the same. Your sins, all of your sins, have been answered for by Christ. You've experienced that resurrection yourself. When the pastor poured the water and says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit," your tomb was open and you were raised again to eternal life where you live today through faith in Christ. And when Christ returns on the last day, you'll actually be there with him. Yeah, my dear friends in Christ, this is no myth. It is not a story. In fact, there is nothing more true in the world than the announcement Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen.